Now we'll hear from Emily.
I am not a graduating senior of college or high school, but I mean, I did graduate college, but that was last year. I am up here to talk not only about my mom, but all the women of the church. Urban Dictionary defines mom as the following: the woman who loves you unconditionally, the one who puts her kids before herself, the one who can always count on above everyone else. Just telling her your problems makes you feel better because moms always know how to make it all go away. Even if you fight, know that she's just looking out for your best interests. And it ends by saying, where would you be without your mom? If I grow up to be half the woman and the Christian my mom is, I will be blessed. I'm pretty sure my mom single-handedly keeps the post office in business, sending cards to family and friends. And to me, that shows her love and compassion more than anything else. I have always considered my mom a friend, but like most daughters, laughed when people would tell me, just wait until you're older, your mom will be your best friend. Today, I can truly stand here and say my mom is my best friend. I could go on a long time about my mom, but today, in this church, we celebrate not the ones we call mom, not just the ones we call mom, but all the ones who act like our mom. I sit in the back pew of this church almost every Sunday, not only because I like the easy escape it gives me, but because I like being able to watch everyone else. I see examples of every woman in this congregation being a mother to someone every Sunday. And all of you have shown me that love and kindness at one point or another. I have had the honor of serving on the Christian Education Board with the most amazing women, and Kurt Ovard, who is equally amazing. I have had a difficult past year, and the women on this board have shown me a mother's love tenfold. Their words of encouragement, love, and understanding kept me coming back to church every Sunday when I wasn't sure I wanted to. It would be easy for me to chalk up coming to church every Sunday to just my mom and the CE board, but that's not true. It's all of you. It's the love, the feeling, that in that moment when you greet me, you have my best interests in heart, and even for just 2 hours every Sunday, I can count on you. There is one more person that I think we should all be thankful for on this Mother's Day, and that is Marika. From the moment she stepped into our church, she radiated the love of a mother. She embraced this church and all the people in it, and has shown she truly has our best interests in mind. I can speak from personal experience that when she sees someone in need, there is no hesitation to reach out and give whatever she can to help. To me, she has become the church's mom, caring not only for the people who inhabit this building, but the building itself, going to the corners that have been untouched for years, dusting them off, and making them shine again. Thank you, Marika. Where would I be without my mom? Without all of you, I wouldn't be in this church. I would have fallen out of faith and, like so many, given up on God. All of you show me the mother's love. All of you who show me the mother's love keep me strong when I feel weak. You are God's presence on earth. Happy Mother's Day to all, and thank you for being my mom. And a separate Happy Mother's Day to my mom. I love you.